Winter weather wreaking havoc across the country. I'm Kevin Uretsky, Fox News. At least 1.7 million homes and businesses are without power due to the extreme cold, heavy snow, and winds across the country, and at least 16 people have died. Fox Weather's Max Gordon is in Lackawanna, New York.
The snow continues to come down. The wind continues to whip here in Lackawanna. But last night was a brutal one for a lot of drivers. We were one of those drivers who had to spend the night in our car. Luckily, we had a full tank of gas, and we were able to keep our vehicles warm. But it was just brutal.
Temperatures as low as 50 below zero have been recorded in Montana.
Reliable energy supply is not a nice to have. It's a must have. It's a matter of public safety. And I'm just proud of the work that the state has done to keep the power on.
Governor Greg Gianforte on Fox News Live. Conditions caused a nearly 50-car pileup in Ohio Friday. Four people died. Congress passed the $1.7 trillion government spending bill through the end of September after the House approved it yesterday. Many Republicans, though, not happy it was pushed through by a Congress about to finish its term.
This was a combination of 12 different appropriation bills. We should be voting on every one of those individually. Defense, of course, Department of Homeland Security, labor, and on down the list of the federal agencies.
Florida Congressman Michael Waltz on Fox and Friends this morning. And there is some question about what comes next for the GOP.
There is a divide in the Republican Party between conservatives and some of the old bulls in the Senate. Kevin McCarthy right now is in this race to become Speaker of the House on January 3rd. So far, he does not have the votes.
That is Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. And, of course, one of the items passed in the omnibus, an overhaul of the Electoral Count Act, defining the vice president's role as ceremonial. America's list.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Republicans have set the time and place for nominating their next presidential nominee. Milwaukee will host the GOP convention July 14th through the 18th in 2024.
Milwaukee had been chosen to host the Democratic National Convention in 2020 before the event was held virtually amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 2020 Republican convention was also scaled down but kept some events in Charlotte. Milwaukee was chosen over Nashville. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel says Wisconsin is a purple state with voters the GOP wants to bring into the party.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The Dallas Cowboys play the Philadelphia Eagles later today. But Cowboys owner Jerry Jones may have another battle on his mind. A Texas judge has ordered him to take a paternity test as part of a legal dispute with a 26-year-old woman who claims he's her biological father. The judge issued the order for genetic testing in a paternity case brought by Alexandra Davis. She previously alleged in a separate lawsuit she was conceived from a relationship Jones had with her mother in the mid-90s. The Marines are making a big change, which will drive the Corps closer to gender neutrality.
Sir and ma'am have been commonplace for U.S. Marine recruits to refer to their drill instructors. However, the U.S. Marine Corps is now considering making it illegal to address high-ranking officers using those pronouns. The recommendation comes from a study by the University of Pittsburgh that states, quote, gendered identifiers prime recruits to think about or visually search for a drill instructor's gender first before their rank or role.
That is Fox's Matt Napolitano, and it may be a very Merry Christmas in the biblical town of Bethlehem. Thousands of visitors expected to descend upon the traditional birthplace of Jesus, a big change from the last two pandemic-driven years. Tourism is the economic lifeblood of the town and the occupied West Bank, and for the past 2 years, the pandemic kept international visitors away. I'm Kevin Uretsky, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.